So it's never too early to start to talking about Hanukkah Shilas. A couple comes to Rav Zilberstein and asks him the following question. She said that she usually gets home very late from work, and she's no problem with her husband lighting Hanukkah candles before she comes home for work. So what should he do? Should he light at the proper time, right? When he right before Shkia, at closer to Shkia as possible? Or should he wait later for when she gets home, and so she could be there at the candle lighting time? Rav Zilberstein quotes in his Sefer Chashukei Chemen on Chanukah, Simen Ayin Beis, the following tshuva. He says, L'chora yalik miyad v'ishto tateitze b'zei yidei chavosa. L'chora, on first glance, maybe he should light as the best time that he should light. As soon as he can, a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should light right then, because you know your wife, she's not lighting her own menorah, according to the Ashkenazic custom, and according to even the Sephardic custom, the man represents both of them to be able to light at the same to be able to light for the house, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down Simon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. She ima baal abayis malik bebeis. So if the husband is lighting in the house, he yotzes bezei dechavosa b'hadagoso afshi b'malkom rachom ibeisa. Even if the woman's not there, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the husband's lighting in her house, she's yotzei with that lighting. Meaning she could be out in the groceries doing whatever. Her husband's lighting, he has her in mind, she's good to go. However, Rav Zilberstein, as he usually does, flips the tshuva on its head and says a story that Rav Ruderman quoted from his grandfather, the Chafetz Chaim, who quoted from the Chafetz Chaim's Rebbe, a famous story, Rav Nechumka Hurdener. Listen to this following story. He said it was once on Chanukah, and Rav Nechumka, the great Rav of the Chafetz Chaim, was about to light Chanukah candles. He had all the kids there. And what happened? He wasn't lighting. And none of the kids knew what was happening. Until, after a couple minutes, his wife came in. His wife came to the menorah. And that's when he lit. When the Talmidim saw what was going on, that he only waited for his wife to come home to light, right? They said to him, Rebbe, his family member, Rebbe, Daddy, with all due respect, Harei Sharei, Lefi Das Rambam, according to the Rambam, you're not yotzei if you light Chanukah candles after Shkia. The best time, according to the Rambam, is to light before Shkia. You have to be able to do it at the right time. Why'd you wait so long? Just so the Rebbetzin could be here? They said it in an obviously very sensitive way. But what's going on here? You waited for your wife, but we know the best time is to light close to Shkia as possible. So he answered with the following. Ruderman answered with the following. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Sheneir Chanukah v'Neir Shabbos, right? If you only have enough candles for Neir Chanukah or Neir Shabbos, which one should you do first? Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. Everyone knows, if you only have candles enough for Shabbos or for Chanukah, Shabbos wins out. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. From the Chunkwa said, we see the whole connection between the Chanukah candles. There's such an Indian of Shalom Bayis. If Chazal said you should go for Neir Shabbos over Neir Chanukah for Shalom Bayis, he said if Chazal is making a whole such a fuss about Neir Shabbos beating out Neir Chanukah for Shalom Bayis, I could hold like the opinions that say that you could light after Shkia. So Rav Zilberstein says, learn from this Maisa. He said, "Kedei shelo lifka mishalom bayis." Rav Nechumka did it. He wanted to be so careful of shalom bayis that he made his wife was there to be able to make sure she was there when they lit Chanukah candles. Kemo anu tzrichim lidog bedvaram kalam yosa. We have to also worry. We have to worry about little things. Okay, according to the Rama, but according to other Rishonim, it's okay to be able to light after Shkia. Liyizar bekavod aisha bezihirus yisera shelo lifka mishalom bayis. He said, we have to be so careful when it comes to shalom bayis, especially when it comes the Chanukah candles, like Rav Nechumka Hurdener, who waited for his wife, who didn't do like the Rambam. The Rambam says to the light at the best time as possible. No, he says, the Gemara says, if you have near Shabbos, near Chanukah, near Shabbos wins out for Shalom Bayis. And he said, Rav Nechumka Hurdener said, Shalom Bayis is number one. I have to make sure that my Shalom Bayis, and I'm going to wait for my wife. So at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein said, you wait for your wife to be able to light later when she comes home. At the end of the day, we know that the Arizal brings down, and a lot of other Hasidic and Kabbalah Svarim bring down, when you're lighting Chanukah candles, the mamash, the power of tefillah, when you're lighting, and right after you light, the power of tefillah is so special. And how great is it to be able to have the father and the mother and all the kids be able to daven at the time. Hashem, she's able to always light together with our families and all that tzvias. Be'ezus Hashem, be miskabel this Chanukah, Tafshin Ayin, Vav, be'ezus Hashem, yisparach shchoich.